There are few major differences between Miller, Adams, and Deeble on the issues. On health care, for instance, Miller's on record saying he wants to repeal and replace the Obama administration's new health care law. At the Christian Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum in Orlando last week, Deeble and Adams echoed that sentiment.
I strongly believe that we need to repeal and replace this health care bill.
I think that we need to repeal and replace.
The question is, replace it with what? Sandy Adams has served in the state house since 2002. She thinks health care is better addressed at the state and local level, not by the federal government. She says she's got some experience with that.
I was involved in legislation on Medicaid when we were doing Medicaid in the state of Florida, and it helped with some of the prescription assistance because we were having a lot of mandates pushed down from the federal government, and a lot of people were having trouble affording their prescriptions.
Karen Deeble wants to increase private sector involvement. Her plan grew from her background as a business executive and her experience running a private health care clinic for the uninsured and underinsured in East Orlando.
We have a prescription program. We have outreach systems to the hospitals. We have the ability to refer out to specialists who donate their office time. And it's just, I'm a strong, strong believer that we have private solutions to the public challenges because we did it.
Perhaps the biggest issue in this district is the future of the Space Coast after the space shuttle program's expected end next year. The candidates say they'll fight the White House plan to cancel most of NASA's Constellation program. It was supposed to send astronauts back to the moon. Adams says President Obama's initiative to explore deep space would take too long to get off the ground.
All of the research, technology, development, we can't wait till 2020 or 2025. We'll be so far behind other countries if we do so.
The White House says the Space Coast will get $40 million for retraining and economic development when the shuttle program ends. But Deeble says retraining money would be better spent keeping these already highly trained workers in their current jobs.
We have 23,000 people who are at risk of losing their job in the next 13 months out of the Space Coast. This is our community of people that have expertise in science and technology, engineering and math, and this is number one, a national asset. Space is the ultimate high ground.
The candidates agree space is a national security issue, and they feel the same way about oil drilling. They both say the recent BP oil spill hasn't changed their support for offshore drilling. Craig Miller is on record supporting it too. When it comes to immigration, both Deeble and Adams say they like Arizona's new law that would have police check a person's immigration status if they suspect that person's in the U.S. illegally. Sandy Adams says she's not involved with the Arizona-style bill just introduced in Florida, but she's sponsored a similar piece of legislation several times since 2007.
The bill encompassed E-Verify, E-Save. There were a lot of different aspects of the piece of legislation, but very similar to Arizona.
E-Verify is a web-based system that allows businesses to determine employees' work status. The SAVE Act focuses on immigration law enforcement. Adams says her bill and her years as an Orange County Sheriff's deputy prove she's acted against illegal immigration, but she doesn't specify what she'll do if she goes to Congress. Karen Deeble says the U.S. doesn't need any additional laws on the books, just enforce what's already there.
We have tools at our disposal that if we can strengthen them, fund them, and really execute and hold accountable the systems that we have in place, we can tackle this problem effectively.
Craig Miller is taking some heat over immigration. When he headed up the National Restaurant Association in 2006, he publicly supported a path to legal citizenship for illegal immigrants. But now Miller's on record opposing it and supporting Arizona's legislation, too. Attorney Dion Long and American Airlines pilot Tom Garcia are also on the Republican primary ballot with similar positions, but much less campaign cash. On the Democratic side, Congresswoman Cosmas is financially miles ahead of her Democratic primary opponent, real estate executive Paul Partikas, and she's raised more campaign money than all five Republican contenders combined. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Nicole Creston in Orlando.